4ULP, monitoring. ULP. Good morning, and how are you today?
I'm Andy today. We're headed to Greenville, or I guess we're already in Greenville. We're going to have the car serviced.
I don't know if that this sounds fun or not, but what's your name again?
It's fun. My name is William. We've spoken before on the Mount Mitchell. Couple of times, but we're down here today.
But who are you with?
Me, myself, and I. All of us.
Oh. Alright, now I get what you're saying. So, how's your day been so far?
Uneventful. It's a nice drive down the hill. I'm from Hendersonville, and I zoomed right past Travers Rest.
Down 25?
Yeah, Roger, 25, hung a left on 276.
Familiar with 25, for about 6 years during, when I was in all the way up to sixth grade, we went to school in Harrisonville, North Carolina, and we drove 25 every single day, you know, except for weekends like summer breaks.
Back the hill.
Upwards Seventh-day Adventist school. It's a little private school, tucked away behind the church.
Yeah. Actually, when I was in high school, I went away to school. I went to a boarding school, and I thought that was, actually, I thought it was great.
If our cousin living with us, and she's a freshman this year, and she's from Canada, but she's, you know, kind of doing boarding school because she's boarding with us, so we have to drive her up and down to Fletcher, North Carolina every day, which is a little bit more of a drive.
She's up the hill.
Yeah, I think about a 45-minute drive.
Well, why'd she end up down here, or do you not really know?
Well, they didn't really have any schools. She didn't want to do homeschool, and there wasn't really any good schools up there that, you know, so they decided that, you know, down here was the best option. My dad went to the same school, and his parents went to the same school, and you know, we've had a whole bunch of family members go to that very same school, so it's a, they all thought, you know, it's a good school, so they, so she ended up down here.
Interesting to have your cousin there for a while.
We're pretty close here, so it's like we're siblings.
I gotta pay attention here. Wiggle my way through the last 2 miles here. But we'll probably maybe bump into you on the way back up the hill. It's good to hear you this morning. Hope you have a Merry Christmas. And you have a good day, KJ4ZEO.
Wonderful day and a Merry Christmas. 73KO4ULP, and I'm clear.
KD4FDI.
W4FDI and W4FCM. How are you not sitting here waiting? Listening to Christmas carols on YouTube. Morning, how are you? I love you, and I'm always good to hear you.
Yeah, I've got the radio with me going down the road here.
Careful, Donette, you sound good. Where are you in Greenville? Where?
We're kind of close to Cherrydale, going down West Blue Ridge.
Okay, well, be careful, drive with the radio, but you sound good. Love you, and always good to hear you. How was the meal last night? Good?
It's a good eat there. It's really, really good stuff.
Yeah, always a good eat. Tomorrow night'll be good too. Salmon, triscuits, date ball, cheese ball, peanut butter, kiss cookies. It'll be a feast.
That'll be there.
Yeah, I know it's a good eat there. I've been there one time in 20 years, I think. Tomorrow tomorrow night would be good. Date ball, cheese ball, peanut butter kiss cookies, and oil, and oil. So you ready for a feast tomorrow night?
Looking forward to it.
You guys get hooked up in addition to your normal gift. You get the anniversary gift, so you're in good shape tomorrow night. All right, son, I love you and won't keep you. I think you got one to carry with you to pigeon forge if you even bother with children. You may not. I think you do, anyhow. Love you, won't keep you. Always afraid you being a wreck if you're on the radio, but always good to hear you. KD4FDI, W4FCM. See you tomorrow night.
Good, we'll catch you later. That's for FDI.